Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, hello, Sydney. Welcome to Mick and MG in the morning. Rise and shine, everybody.
Yay.
Let's go. Hello, MG. Hello, Tash. Hello, Kat.
Hello.
Morning.
Merrick Watts on the program. I'm guessing that means a bit of Great Dane talk.
Yes.
I want to surprise him with another Great Dane fact. Like, ooh. I told him there was one on the Titanic. It blew his mind.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's all put our heads together, see what we can find in that department. And we'll blindside him. Can't wait. What the F, of course, will be up and running. That's the second most important segment.
Yep.
On this program, right behind Humdinger.
Yeah. Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Mick and MG's Humdinger.
You got that right, big fella. We are going hard today for $600. Thanks to Makita. They do it every time. They underwrite this segment. They know when they want to win. Kylie joins us on the line. How are you, Kylie?
Hey, Coles.
Great, thanks, Mike. How are you? How are you guys?
Good, dog.
Yeah, pretty good. You know how the segment works?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You're a bit of a chatterbox, aren't you?
Are you nervous, Coles? You nervous?
MG, I've met you before.
Oh, where are you at?
Moorebank Rams Rugby League Club has the sportsman's lunch, the grand final. Okay. Luncheon.
Yeah, great. That was awesome.
And were you talking there? Were you, MG?
I would have been. Yes, wouldn't have I?
Yes,
Kylie?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Did he do any dancing? Because he's coming in hot.
Not
off,
do any dancing.
Off the stars of Penrith, where he tapped up a storm, Dean Perry style, the other day. And was he good at the club? Was he, Kylie?
He was fantastic. He was very, very good. And very, like, we, a few of the girls went up and spoke to the guys after it, and they were very, very nice, very nice.
Mm. No, good.
Handsy? Would you say they were handsy?
No.
Not MG. Definitely not MG. You're
a MG is a straighty 180, I'm afraid. But anyway, good for the feedback, Kylie. I think they were kind words, MG. Wasn't that lovely?
Wonderful
right.
to hear that. Thank you.
Kylie, all right, but... It's not going to do you any favours here. You need to guess the tune, and I'm about to hum it for you now, and then well, it's all up to you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Come on,
here
girls.
We go. I'm getting a bit
phone
of help
friend.
There. Are you like phone a friend? I can hear
I
something
like
in the background. Well, Kylie.
Like...
All right. What do you think it was? Any ideas?
No.
Well, you got to have a guess at something. What about your mate? Put him on. We'll give him a go.
No, they've all gone. They've all left
him all right. All right. Have a go. Just say a song. Go on.
Queen, We Are the Champion.
Oh, it's a good one. Yeah. I'm going to do that one day, but not today, Kylie. You didn't get it. I'm so sorry, but you get a Mick and MG in the morning bum bag to take away. How about that?
Yeah, you're doing your calls.
Thanks, guys. That's great. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for playing. Is it $800?
$800 tomorrow, yes.
This escalates so quickly. Makita, I'm going to have to fork out again tomorrow morning at 6.
If you want to play, head to the win page, triplem.com.au. It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Checking the latest online. It's Mick Talk.
Here we go. Let's unpack something that they're banging on about online on all the platforms. Natasha Belling has been doing the dirty work, has been crawled into the sewer to catch that rat.
Well, on
the platforms, what do you got?
Well, we all know booty, big bottoms, are very trendy, of course. It came to fruition with Kim Kardashian. You know the infamous photo on the magazine where she was with her bottom with a glass of
champagne?
She broke
the internet.
She did indeed. So they've had, I can't believe this, the Society of Plastic Surgery in the US has seen a 137% increase in buttock augmentations because women are going in to get surgery for, you know, basically to make themselves have a bigger bottom.
The Brazilian butt lift, which, correct, of course, Kate Middleton went in for.
No, she
do you remember?
Turns out.
Oh, up on stage there, that was a hot rumour. All right, but so what are you saying?
Well, now, not
can
only...
Can I say, just before you start, I'm into this because I like big butts.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and around in your face, you get
spun. Great song.
Come on.
That is such a great song.
It is.
Well, now this trend is affecting men that they've noticed. And you'd know this, MG. Apparently, gyms are now tailoring buttocks exercises in gyms.
Yeah, glutes. The glutes, yep.
But also that men are starting to wear Spanx to get a perfect bottom. Really?
What a Spanx?
So do you know what Spanx are? A lot of women wear them. They're
like a girdle.
It's a cloaking device, MG. It's a cloaking device that makes women's bums look more attractive than they actually are. Like the Wonder Bra.
Okay.
The most cruel of all the dark arts of women's beauty, it's the Wonder Bra. Because back in the day, you'd romance a young lady, take her home, and at the moment of derobing, and then that thing comes off and doing, all of a sudden it's the National Geographic look. And you go, I have been brought here under false pretenses.
So you're alleging it's false advertising?
False advertising. It's, there's going to be a reckoning at some point. It's all over. So Spanx do the same. They tighten a woman's bot.
Yes, and stomach. And so now
lift.
They're actually... There's a lot of work that Spanx is under more pressure than the federal government. But now men, they're actually, Spanx has said that they're designing products for men to wear Spanx. But I do think there's a lot of pressure on young men today to look body perfect.
I'm going to say it to you right here, right now. I think young men are more vain than young women. And I only say that because in our day it wasn't the truth.
No.
Like women were keeping themselves very tidy, if I can use the vernacular, but men didn't give a damn. Now, men spend more time, I go see young boys who are 18 to 21, spend more time in the bathroom than any of the young girls I know. They have more hair care products than any of the young girls I know. They spend more time preening. I know a guy, if he can't even scramble anymore. So I'd ring my mates and go, mate, you want to meet me down the pub? See you there in 5. Yep. It's now, okay, I can be there at 5:30 because I have to do my pre-show routine.
That's right.
Which involves
fake
making
tan,
yourself
usually.
Beautiful.
Fake tan always.
Fake tan, hair products, some kind of one of my 5 different fragrances that have been already tested. It's outrageous.
Yeah, it is.
Now, when I was that age, you know what I had in my toiletry cabinet? Underarm, shaving cream, shaver.
Yep.
Bang.
Deodorant? One soap that did everything.
Optional.
Bit of Brut 33 or Old Spice.
That was all that was available. And this is what's happened now. And the introduction of manscaping has meant that... young men are vain and just obsessed with their body image.
Yeah, my laser hair removal therapist says she does just as many men as women now.
Where are they getting their hair removed? Everywhere?
Everywhere. So full body. Like, she'll have an hour appointment with a young dude that wants everything removed, every bit of hair from his chest, his back area, all of it gone.
Back second crack.
Yeah.
Well, not for me, ladies.
No. You've maintained.
You'll be pleased to know I'm old school.
You've got one comb that does everything too.
No, I didn't even have a comb. I'm telling you, I didn't have. People come around and go, "Have you got a comb? You got a brush?" I go, "No." They go, "What do you mean?" I go, "Well, I just don't have it."
So, how did you brush your hair?
I didn't.
Just dry it.
Isn't it not like top of the hygiene list? No.
Brushing it. What's brushing it do? I wash it.
Yeah.
But I didn't brush it.
No. Just sets beautifully, doesn't it, mate?
You're so judgy over there.
Can I say the body image stuff starts with, I've got 2 teenagers. Do you know when it started? And I only realised this when they were toddlers. They used to dress up as superheroes, right? Batman and Spider-Man. Guess what were in those kids' costumes? Abs.
Oh, yeah, the abs. Padding. Mm.
Yeah.
So the dress-up costumes used to have abs in them. So from a really young age, boys were taught you need to look like this. I think it's sad.
Well, no, they're superheroes.
Do you remember the
they're
old
Batman? They're superheroes. You've got to have abs.
The old Batman had a beer gut.
Yeah, well, is that what you want your kids aspiring to
be? Yeah, Adam West.
I don't get the Batman costume with a little pot belly.
Yeah, Adam West's like.
Anyway, it's just stop it, boys. Stop it.
Come on, boys.